Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved. I'm sure all of you have heard about the book called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, which was a resounding success when it came out. I personally loved it. I tore through the pages and got that positivity boost that it conveys so well. But by the end of the book, I actually felt like something was lacking. I wasn't quite sure if the secret had actually unveiled itself all the way. I went back and mulled over the pages, and the more I did that, the more it started to feel like the book was full of wishful thinking and beautiful quotes, which is glorious, but a lot less like a book that's going to divulge the secret to attracting abundance into one's life. Because I learned quite a lot, but definitely not everything, about the law of attraction, the state of being and allowing, gratitude, acceptance, and so on, I got the book's message about using the law of attraction to benefit oneself. Despite its wonderfulness, I went away thinking, geez, the masses who aren't versed in the law of attraction will easily misconstrue this message as simply closing your eyes, daydream, and obsess over something, and voila, it will appear. For me, the book just didn't unveil that important piece for attracting all that you desire, and that's action. Without a shadow of a doubt, it's vital to visualize. It's imperative to surround yourself with images, thoughts, and words which reinforce whatever you desire. But unless you've completely and utterly mastered the skill of manifestation without lifting a finger, then you're going to need to get out of bed to see some results. So what do I mean by action? Well, it's simple. Firstly, it's important to set yourself up for the day. You can do the following 5 steps, add or remove them, or change them around however you wish. The end goal here is to get yourself into a positive, allowing state of being. So step 1 is to meditate to clear your mind, body, and soul. It can take 1 minute or 1 hour, whatever is convenient for you. Step 2 is affirm your worthiness for all you desire. I am worthy of abundance. Step 3 is affirm your acceptance of what is right now to remove all resistance. I accept what the universe is providing for me. Number 4, affirm and feel gratitude for what you already have, and that will allow gratitude to occur for what is to come. Step 5, send out the intention, be it a visual mental image, a physical picture, or by speaking it out loud, or all the above. So once you've done that and you've got yourself into a very positive, accepting state of being, then it's time to bring in the action part, which is continuously and constantly showing acceptance and gratitude. Let's use a very well-oiled topic of attracting financial abundance. What's important here is to recognize that the universe doesn't delineate between small abundance and big abundance. So if you're hoping for mega millions and stumble over a 5-cent piece, then don't scoff at it. Pick it up and be grateful. The key here is to realize, whether there's direct cash involved or not, big or small, when you're given something of value, that's financial abundance. So the 5-cent piece is a direct cash example, so that's easy enough, you pick it up. But what about other things which aren't hard cash? Well, let's have a real hard think about this one. If you're given anything, be it a something or a service, it has value. Now let's say you're at a party and it's coming to an end. Your friend gathers up some leftover pizza, pops it into a box, and hands it to you saying, "Hey, for lunch tomorrow," and you naturally respond with, "Nah, you keep it." Now, although you're being humble in denying the gift, what you're saying to the universe, which is giving you something of value for free by way of your friend, is no thank you. So the universe will reply back, "Okay, no more." Now, you may think accepting the pizza is useless because you won't eat it anyway. You don't want to be wasteful. But I ask you to try acceptance as an exercise to see how it works for you. Think of it a different way. Accept the pizza gratefully. Then if you have no intention of eating it, look for opportunities where you can pass that abundance on to another. So say, give it to a friend or share it with your work colleagues the next day. So action number 2, it's time to move. Yeah, you heard me. Get out there and take some steps in the direction that you want to go, even if it's just a few baby ones at first. So let's say you want a new car. So what do you do for this then? Okay, so sit down and work out how much you need for the new car. Where can you buy it? Where are you going to store it once you get it? Chat with others and do research about it, as well as calculating the probable insurance, repayments, maintenance, and so on. Doing these things require you to take actions of discovery, which support everything that you've done up until this point. What you're doing is reinforcing all of that positive energy with movement, with forward action. Then once you've done this research and you've worked out your list, because you have all of these things front of mind, it's likely you'll be more alert if an opportunity crosses your path so you can take action towards getting it, such as seeing a no money down special on a car, or getting motivated to work a little extra towards funding the purchase, or perhaps a friend might end up connecting you with someone who has a similar car for much cheaper, and so on and so on. It's vital you top off all your desires and energies with actions which will naturally put you where you want to be or get you what you want. There's truly no exception. The law of attraction works for those who resonate with it. So how do you resonate with it? By filling yourself up with all those positive vibrations, thoughts, and energy, all of the things that you desire, then taking actions towards those desires. If you do this, the law will indeed provide. Now you might think, hey, it's easy for you to say, but you don't know my situation. And you know what? I respect that, my friend. I don't know your situation. But I just ask, for fun, that you reflect on how you look at things in your life. If you refute the possibility of getting what you want, then how are you ever going to get what you want? So, what do you think about the Law of Attraction and the book The Secret? Do you have any tips or hints for others out there to achieve their goals? Or do you think this is all just flash-in-the-pan stuff that has no bearing in reality at all? Either way, I'd love to hear your comments, my friends. Namaste.